Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to another edition of The Athlete's Church. We had to change the name from Arise Shine Global Ministries, but it's now called The Athlete's Church. So, hey, let's pray and just get right into the program. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity of being able to just minister your word. We're just so grateful and thankful for the opportunity. So, we just love you. We just praise you and thank you. And thank you for this young man, Nate Harshey, who we're going to get on the program here in just a minute. So we just thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you for all the wonderful things that you do. And it's in the mighty, wonderful, majestic name of Jesus that we pray. And if you agree with that prayer, say amen. Hey, folks, give me a sec. Actually, he just called in. Here we go. Hey, is this Nate?
Yeah, Nate Harshey.
Hey, what's going on, man?
I'm doing good.
Excellent timing. I was just about to go offline to bring you online, but I see you just called in and everything. So, well, I've done my part. I prayed. Let me just let the people know a little bit about you, and then I got some questions, man. But we'll get in that in a minute. Folks, I'm talking to Mr. Nate Harshey. He's Lake Howell High School, Winter Park, Florida. He's a senior. He's an Instagram streetball sensation, calls himself Nate.Hoops. That's H-O-O-P-S-S. This young man has 14,800 and counting followers on Instagram. Now check this out. He went to a high school, the same high school as Chandler Parsons, Brandon Marshall, Scott Porter, the guy from Friday Night Lights, Nick Calathes, who played with the Grizzlies, some NFL guys, Christian Jones, Trevor Price. I mean, this kid, he's in good company. He's went to a great school. But since he's a street ball sensation, I got to ask the question. This is for you, Nate. Okay, you're a street ball sensation, but you're not playing for your high school team. So respectfully, tell us why not. What happened, man?
So basically, I was doing okay and stuff. I was going to the open gyms and like the conditionings and stuff and all that. And like closer to come to tryouts, I had got mono, which is like a sickness that involves your spleen, right? And if you rupture it, it's like fatal. So like I kept begging my parents to like let me play and stuff, and to let me play because it's like tryouts, like I need to play and like I need to try for the team and stuff like that. And so they kept telling me I can't play. It's like really serious, and I was like, all right. So I talked to the coach about it, and he gave me a separate tryout. I was like, okay, that's fair. And so basically I tried out, and like I thought I was doing good and everything, and it was all good. And then he pulled me over after the tryout and basically told me that, gave me the impression of like, you're not what we're looking for type stuff, and like, oh, okay, you can do like team manager stuff and like stuff like that. I was like, I just told him no thanks, and like I wasn't gonna be on the team if you're gonna do that, like, you know, like, but yeah, that's basically how I didn't make the team.
Okay. Well, you know what? Yeah. My senior year in high school, I played, and a couple of things happened to me. Number one, I was the only senior on my high school. I went to a high school, Okolona, Mississippi, small population, about 3,000, but I was the only senior on my high school basketball team, and there was a sophomore group that were, these guys were phenomenal, and so I figured I should get the MVP since I'm the only senior, and you know I thought I was the best player on the team, but I didn't get the MVP, and it hurt. It really did. It hurt. But I realized something later on in life. The kid who got it, or the young man that got it, his name is Rodney Ivy. He was a better player than I was, but I didn't realize it at the time. And so the season ended, and I got one opportunity for a tryout at Itawamba Community College. I went up there, and I thought, you know, I would do well enough to where I would make the team or I'd get a scholarship opportunity. Well, I didn't get it. And so they had a kid came in, I think, from Memphis, Tennessee, who was just – this kid was lights out good. But when I got to college, I played intramurals, and we won the intramural championship. I won the intramural three-point contest, and I placed third or fourth in the slam dunk contest of intramurals.
Oh, wow.
And so what happened is after all of that, somebody asked me, why isn't this guy on the team? Well, I wasn't meant to be on the team because, you know, God had a different plan for my life. So
right.
That's why I'm always, like, I love to hear stories like yours because you're just that one chapter in your life. I mean, man, you're about to graduate high school.
Yeah,
you're about to wrap
yeah.
this up, you know? So now, okay, I need to know. This name, Nate Hoops, give me something. Tell me about that.
Well, I have another account. It's just like Nate Harshey, which is my other account. I post most of my videos on there, but I post like more basketball stuff on the Nate Hoops account and stuff like that. So, but I have like two accounts, two or three accounts.
Okay. What about Twitter?
Twitter. Oh, I don't even use Twitter. I was told my girlfriend to get it, so I got it, and so now I have Twitter, and now I have like Facebook and stuff.
Okay.
I'm not really popular on Twitter and like Facebook and stuff like that. Like I normally focus on do most of my content and videos and stuff on Instagram. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how did you get almost 15,000 followers, man? Because I think I got like maybe 1,000, maybe 1,500 on Instagram.
I didn't get that many followers. So basically someone he saw that I'm like really love basketball and stuff. He's like, all right, so I know you really be liking to play basketball and like post a lot, and I know you want to build your content. And I was like, all right, yeah, you're right. And so he was like, I'm not gonna use this account no more, and I'm not gonna use it no more. So would you like to have it? And he just offered me to have it, and I was like, okay, sure, because he knows that I'm like, I'm just like him, because he used to post a bunch of like freestyle videos, like me doing tricks and stuff like that. And he knows like I'm into it as much as he is, and he wanted to take a break from social networking, so he gave it to me. And so I was blessed to have that opportunity to take his account. So basically, I got all his followers that he got from the account, and he gave it to me, meaning that he wants me to focus on what I'm doing still and to build my stuff to where he is. So that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to build my content and like spread it out. Yeah.
Wow. Now that is cool. I didn't know.
Yeah.
So when he gave you the account, how many followers were currently on the account when he gave it to you?
Or do you remember?
we'll say they were like 9, and then you picked up all the rest of $14.
Oh no.
Nah.
most of them like it stayed the same. Like it wasn't like I didn't gain any more than what it already had. That's what I'm trying to do now. I'm trying to like get my content up and get like even more than he had. That's what my goal is.
Okay. I like that though.
Yeah.
I like how somebody saw, you know, you're doing something and then they wanted to come in and help you with it. And so the guy was just willing to say, hey, you know what? Here you go, man. Take it, run with it, do your thing, because that's catchy to see 14,000 followers, whether you got them or not. And that, you know, even what you're saying, that kind of reminds me of something. That's literally, and we're going to get into this in just a few minutes, that's literally what Jesus did. He said, you know what, I didn't sin, but I'll take all of their sin as my own so they don't have to deal with the consequences of it. See, that's cool.
Right.
I like that, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always going to take it back to the biblical part. Okay, here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Describe how you knew you wanted to play basketball.
All right. So basically, how I knew I wanted to play is because it always had been my passion since a kid. Like, I started playing basketball at the age of 6, and it actually wasn't my first sport that I played as a kid. Like, baseball was a sport I had played first. Well, T-ball is what it should be called, and I liked baseball, but it was kind of slow. Yeah, it was kind of slow, and I didn't like it that much. However, I did make the All-Star team a few years for baseball, and I tried out for a travel team for baseball, too. I vividly remember the coach wanting me to play pitcher, and that was when I realized I didn't want to continue with it just because it's not my passion. And when I started to play basketball, I wasn't that good, and I didn't know the game that well. And it's funny I say that because, like, just remembering how bad, like, I was when I first started is, like, kind of funny because just I wasn't anywhere near some of the kids that were playing at the time. Like,
okay.
From this sense on, like, how much I've improved over the years, kind of, like it's, like, surprising because, like, I never thought I would have went, like, I didn't think I was going to continue playing it, to be honest, but, like, I kept working. And so, like, yeah, like, I wasn't very good at all. And I had played my first season of basketball for, like, a rec league nearby where I live. And my brother was on the team, too. and he was better than me at this point, and I didn't score very much, and I didn't really contribute to any of our team's points. And, like, this is what, like, motivated me to get better and succeed, because, like, basketball is my passion, and, like, it still is today. So, like, I started to take the game more serious, and, like, I pushed myself to get better. And, like, I mean, like, in my driveway every day, like, just dribbling, putting chops up, like, thinking of moves, double crossover, like, behind the back, pull up, like, just, like, stuff to, like get me better. And this is, like, I like the saying practice makes perfect, because it really is true, and it's, like, it's just that simple, because, like, you won't get better if you just expect to be better, like, the next game or season. You have to, like, go get it and practice your butt off to get there. Like that's what you got to do. You got to have a work ethic to want to get better. And, like, that's what I did. And so I remember I kept going. And I remember when I was, like, I started taking the game serious. And in my when I was, like, 7 or 8 years old, like, that was when I was, like, playing rec or something or whatever. And my dad soon put a travel team called the Oviedo Press, and we weren't that good, and we thought this team was going to be like an all-star team, and like my dad put like thinking like it was going to be really good, because he put like all the best players from the rec in there, and he thought it was going to be good, and like it was not good, like it was really not good, and we were playing like the really like funny part is to this is like he played us up, like we were playing against like grown men, like I mean like. Like, it's funny because, like, my grandma and mom always used to go to the game, and, like, they would always crack jokes because the people that were, like, on the other team, they were, like, giants. Coming, like, I look like an ant. I'm, like, I'm not even playing. And they would always make jokes. They would always make jokes saying, like, they shave at halftime and stuff. And, like I would never, like, I'd be, like, okay, that's not true. But, like, yeah. And, like, so, like, I just kept going. And, like, I wasn't that good on that team either. And I had to keep going. And so I remember playing on this team called – I remember trying out for this team called Orlando Elite Bobcats. And this is in Orlando on, like, Goldenrod Road. And I had went to the tryout, and I had played a few tournaments with the team. And, like, I had noticed one of the players on the team, he had become jealous of me because, like, I guess I was taking, like, his time away from playing or whatever. And I noticed quick because, like, he wouldn't throw me the ball in the games. And, like, he seemed, like, jealous and stuff, like – you know, like, not be a good team player and, like, be jealous that I was on the team. And, like, just, like, kids with egos, you know, like, they do that. And so, yeah, and then I just kept going and kept going and going. So, and now I'm just, like, I just, like, my game style changed. Like, I just do, like, mostly, like, moves that, you know, you won't really see in a game. But, like, I keep up with my other moves, too, so it's not like, oh, you can't do this anymore either. Like, it's like, I have my fun with it, but I know when to control it, you know.
Okay, I like that, man. And you know what? That is the most honest assessment I've heard from a kid or a youth or a young man or in a long time.
Yeah.
Because you were just being honest. You said, "Hey, look, I wasn't good. I had to practice.
Yeah.
I looked over across at
yeah.
the team we were playing and was like, oh my, you know, what are we doing? What's going to happen?" But you kept going at it. You kept plugging. You kept pushing. You kept going. You didn't
mm-hmm.
quit. You didn't just say, you know what, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
Here's my next question.
And the hard thing, hold on.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
So the hard thing was, like, growing up, my dad has always been my coach, right? So playing, I would always hear from other players. Like, I would always hear, oh, you're only playing because your dad's the coach. I always grew up around daddy ball and stuff like that. And so that's really, like, pushed me, like, really get good, like, this really was, like, my motivation to get better, because, like, I wanted to show them that doesn't matter, like, it doesn't matter if my dad's the coach or nothing like that, like, I'm just gonna, if I want to be good, I'm gonna work at it, and I'm gonna push myself to be good. I'm not just gonna be good in the play because my dad's the coach, so that too.
Yeah, and that's a big factor, because, you know, I know kids, and I play with kids, and I've had kids
mm-hmm.
who, you know, they've always been coached by their dad. And that, you know,
mm-hmm.
that does have a part to play because,
yeah, it does,
like
yeah.
I say, it's your dad. And so, you know, he's going to favor you. He's going to let you do stuff that
mm-hmm.
other kids can't do, which I don't think is always the case, because a lot of dads
mm-hmm.
are like, nah, we're going to be even. Everybody's going to get equal playing time, and we're going to run and we're going to play.
And
all right,
your expectations
next question,
are higher too.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Tell us what happened or what transpired that led you to put your faith in Christ?
Well, like growing up, like I've always gone to church and like I've been a Christian and like I've always been like put people before myself, and I always seem to look at things from like others' point of view because I care about more about their feelings than my own. Like, so you can say like I'm considerate and like a selfless person, and like I was baptized as a baby, but like I want to get rebaptized the next time my church has a baptism just because like I feel like I need it. Like I feel like it's like has to be done type stuff. What really brought me closer to God was when my dad got cancer. Is when I got closer to God, and it got me to start praying even more than I had before. And when my dad got cancer, I prayed a lot. I prayed a lot because the last thing I wanted was something to happen. And like family is one of the most important things to me, and losing someone is the hardest thing ever. So I'm thankful God answered my prayers, and my dad is still here. Like also when like my grandma went through stage 4 leukemia, it took a huge toll on me, and I was very sad, and I prayed like a lot, because like stage 4 like leukemia, that's pretty serious. And yeah, and so because like me and my grandma, we had a good bond. We always like we used to watch the game shows together, like The Price is Right and Let's Make a Deal, stuff like that. And so like those are happy times together. Yeah, and like she always used to support everything I do and come to my basketball games and everything. And like when she passed, it was very hard, and like I had to like think of the happy moments and like things that she would want, which is for me to be happy and to play basketball and do what I love, and so that's what I do. And she would have lived much longer if she didn't like get leukemia, but because she was in good shape, but when she got that, like it just took her down from there. And like some days were harder than others. Like I would cry some days, and some days I'd be okay. But I know she would want me to be happy, so I tried to remain happy. And, like, what really got the best of me, like, was seeing my mom in this pain from her mom gone, because it really made me realize that how much she loved her mom. And, it broke my heart seeing my mom so sad and seeing her so depressed and crying all the time. It really broke my heart. So, like, this is when me and my mom had become closer, and I wanted her to become happy again. And I always told her that grandma was in a better place while tearing up while saying that, because it's, like, sad. And really one of the hardest things I've been through, because I've never really experienced a family member passing like that. Like, especially one that I was so close to. Like, during times like these, I really began to get closer and, like, pray way more. So, like, that really brought me closer to Christ, I would say.
Okay. Wow. That's an awesome testimony, you know, of just how you – I'll go ahead and discuss it. You know, that's interesting that you would say that you were baptized as a child, as a baby,
mm-hmm.
but you feel like that's something you need to do it literally you're 17, you're entering adulthood.
Yeah.
And that's something that you want to do. And that's, you know, that's the Holy Spirit leading you to do that. Because you're already saved, but then he's saying, you know what? And watch, after you get baptized, you're going to have, number one, I just already know you're going to have an awesome, an awesome ministry is going to come out of you to where you're going to touch people's lives in a way like never seen before, because
mm-hmm.
God's going to use mm-hmm. your basketball gift. I mean, that's mm-hmm. how we met. It's through your gift of basketball. I mean, I saw you do the moves on Instagram and I was like, what? And he didn't even travel. You know, and I think that was the most amazing thing. And so God is going to use that gift, because the gifts and callings of God, they're given without, you know, repentance, which means he doesn't change his mind. He gave you a gift. Now, it may not have been used on your high school basketball team, and that's okay, because it's still a gift. And but there's somebody's life that's going to be affected as a result of it. So that is so cool to hear. And you know what? And my condolences on your well, you know what? If your grandmother was, you believe she went to heaven, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so then, heaven. I tell people, heaven's not a bad place. Heaven's pretty cool.
Right.
So, you know, so we miss the physical presence of the person, but we're glad because grandma's no longer suffering. She's in a better place, and so then as Christians, as born again believers, we'll see her again. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, when everything wraps up, you know, we're going to be hanging out in heaven. And I'll say, hey, man, where's grandma? Oh, there's grandma over there. Hey, grandma, what's going on? You know, I heard you went to all these games. And, you know, so it's going to be like that. Now, other than basketball, tell me about some of your hobbies. What do you like to do other than basketball?
Most of the time I play basketball. So that is like a huge, huge part of my hobby. But I have done customizations for people. Like, they've given me their shoes to customize, and on one of them I did like a Gucci snake wrapped around like the shoe on the Yeezys. So I did that, and I did another couple shoes for my family. One for my grandma. I did a canvas for a cardinal. The cardinal sitting on a tree branch, and I gave that to her as a Christmas present. And then for my aunt,
you had grandma rocking the Yeezys?
No, not the Yeezys. That was my other friend.
Oh, okay.
I got her a pair of canvas, yeah. And the other pair were was a canvas, and I did a Pittsburgh Steelers customization for my aunt, and like, she wears those all the time still. I'm like, those are old, aren't they? And she still wears them. She don't care. I'm like, okay. So yeah, those are like,
they came from you.
And, yeah, probably, most likely. And that's what she cared about. Yeah. And then another one is just like spending time with my girlfriend, because like, I love her to death and stuff. So like, of course, that's gonna be a hobby of mine. And I like making videos, of course. You know, making videos.
Yeah,
like,
we see that.
Like creativity and innovation. Like, you've got to keep up with it, and like, I'm trying to post more. Like, I'm trying to get more people and everything. Like, keep going with it. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you got siblings, sisters, and brothers and stuff?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. I have...
No, I'm asking you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm a triplet. I have one brother and one sister and a mom and dad, of course. And some people would think that, like, being a triplet is cool. I don't like it. I don't
Why
like
not? It does sound cool.
I don't like sharing a birthday, because like, I remember when I was a kid, my mom would always throw a party for us, and we all had to agree on what it was, and like, it would have to be something simple, so we all agree. So most of the time it would be like a pool party and stuff, but it was like fun and all, but like, I don't like the water like that, but there were like good parties and stuff.
Okay.
And like I always remember being a triplet was annoying as a kid, because I was the youngest, like by a minute, but like still I'm the youngest, and I felt like left out a little bit of the time, and like, kind of got me angry that I was kind of put last. But, like, I do feel like my, like, family was closer as a kid. I mean, it feels different now, but, like, things have changed. But, like, that's just life, you know? It's got to...
Okay.
And, like, my mom and sister sing on the worship team at church, too.
You say your mom does what?
My mom and sister, they sing on the worship team at church.
Oh, okay. So they're in the choir. Okay,
yeah.
They do their thing.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You said you're a triplet, but then... So
right.
It's two boys and a girl?
No, yeah. I have a brother and a sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're fraternal triplets, which means you all don't look alike.
Right.
Oh, that's interesting. That is interesting, man. Wow. So okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. Mm-hmm. So okay. So that being the case, describe your basketball life. I mean, who have you met, man? Did you play against any superstars, anybody, or anything?
I've met the professor, and he's a streetball legend, and he's like, he's pretty
That's
much
my
the
guy.
Only superstar
okay.
I've met. Yeah, and it was a dream come true to meet him, because like, I still can't believe it to this day. Like, I saw him, like, I saw on Instagram that he was coming to Palm Bay, Florida to do a tour with Core Kings, and I was like, no way. And so like, I told my mom, I told her professor to come up to Florida, and can I see him and meet him? And she was like, you're lying. I'm like, I'm not. Like, I'm being serious. And she kept not believing me. So I showed her the picture of where the game was and the address and all the details and stuff. And she was like, oh, my gosh. She was so shocked. I was like, okay. You see, I told you I wasn't lying. And like, she was like, okay. And so like, she couldn't believe it herself. So she told me if I got my grade up to an A in one of my hardest classes, then I could go. And so she bought the tickets. And that was, like, my motivation. Like, I'm like, if I can get my grade up to the professor, I'm like, okay, that's a deal. Like, I'm going to do that. So, like, I did.
Yeah, okay.
We got the tickets, and we go. And we go see him. And, like, I was saying in my head, like, over and over again, like, I wish I went to this high school, so I had the opportunity to show off my moves in front of this crowd, because, like, that's what I want to do, you know. Like, it was just a great experience. And, like, I grew up watching him all over the internet. Like, I remember the first time I ever saw him was when he did the Spider-Man basketball series on YouTube. And seeing him do all his moves in the Spider-Man costume, I thought was so cool. And I was like, I want to do that. And, like, Professor, like, really, like, my idol. I look up to him, like, a lot, as well as, like, all the other streetball legends, like Bone Collector, Hot Sauce. And, like, I began to study the moves and, like how the style is different and began to start doing these moves, like, they were way, like, harder to learn and took a lot of practice. And, like, soon I was doing these crazy moves, and when people saw me do them, they're like, wait, what? Like, what did you just do? I'm like, oh, I just told them the move, the name of the move, and they would be like, oh. I'm like, yeah. And they're like, how did you do that?
Okay.
I would just tell them the name of the move. They'd be like, hey, can you teach me? I was like, yeah, like, oh, sure. Like, and describe it to them and show them how to do it, and they still kind of couldn't, like get the idea, like, how it works. I'm like, I told them practice, like practice, like, because practice makes perfect. Like, it's that simple. Like, however, seeing, like, people, like, be inspired by these moves, like, that I started doing, like, really made me want to keep going with it and, like, adding to the moves. And, like, seeing people so inspired by what I was doing, like, really makes me want to play for Court Kings and, like, show off my moves to big crowds and, like, for entertainment purposes. Like I want people to be inspired by, like, what I do. So I hope one day I could tour the Court Kings. But, like not only that, like, while I do it, like, I want to guide them, like, toward God, and, like, thank Him for whatever, like, all I do, you know?
Yeah.
Like, all the youth and
I like that.
Yeah.
So that's your inspiration. You wanna play for Court Kings?
Yeah.
So how do you what would be your plan? How would you do that?
Well, hopefully I can play college, right? And, like, when I play college or whatever, like, I don't wanna just go, like, right out of high school, you know? Like, cause I know you can try out when you're 18 and stuff. But, like, that's not good because, like, I won't have backup. Like, if I go to college, I can get a degree and, like, I can, you know, study something that, like, maybe I'm interested in, because if it doesn't work out, then I have a backup and, like, I can still be making money, you know? So I'm going to go to college,
okay,
hopefully play on, like, a good college team or whatever, and then hopefully go on from there and just whatever path God gives me, and I'll take.
I like it. Well, hey, man, we got about 3 minutes left in the show. What I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray over you.
All right.
And then I'm going to wrap up the show, and then I'm going to pray out and everything. So you mind if I pray
right.
for you? Okay.
You
Heavenly
good?
Father, thank you. What's up? I'm good? Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for this young man, Nate. I thank you for him taking time out of his life to be a part of this show, to share his heart, to share everything about, you know, his triumphs and, the, you know, the challenges that he's faced. I thank you that you use his gifts and talents for the kingdom of God. And I thank you that doors are open that nobody can close. I thank you that he gets yeses and then he doesn't get no's, and that he gets opportunities to do just like what he said, which is guide and help people get to know who Jesus is. You know, that his gifts and his talents make room for him, and that, you know, there's an abundance of finances made available to him. There's abundance of favor to where when he goes places, you know, people are like, wait a minute, I want to do something for you. I want to help you live out your vision and your dream. And Lord, I thank you that he is successful in all of his endeavors. I thank you for supernatural favor, supernatural progress, supernatural change of status, supernatural witty inventions, ways of doing things. I thank you that he develops a repertoire of moves that have never been seen before by anybody. And for that, for all of these things, we pray and we believe that we receive them for him. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, all right, young fella. Hey, man, I thank you for being on the show. I got
No problem.
I'm gonna go ahead and take you offline, and then and we'll talk, and then I'm gonna pray out, okay?
Okay.
Okay, man. Well, you have a good evening, man. Okay.
All right, you too.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. If you're not born again and you don't know Jesus, then right now, this is your opportunity. The Bible says there was a jailer that he asked Paul and Silas, he said, what do I have to do to be saved? And Paul and Silas said, believe on Jesus. And then they explained Jesus to him and his entire household were saved. So today, I'm telling you, Jesus took care of everything for you. He died for all of your sins. He died so that you can have a life in abundance to the full and to the overflows. All you have to do is believe that. And if you want to make him Lord of your life today, then simply say, I believe Jesus took care of everything for me. And it's in Jesus' name I pray, amen. It's just that simple. Salvation isn't hard. Getting saved isn't hard. It's simply believing on Jesus. That's all it takes. If you believe, He takes care of the rest. So welcome to the family. Have a wonderful Sunday. We'll talk next time.